every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Fun Friday here on the show. That's right. We got a lot to talk about here today. Not the least of which is a brand new title match just added to SmackDown tonight, which I'm actually surprised about. We'll talk about that here. Wrestle Dream is tomorrow. Got a lot of matches announced for the show. We'll talk about the card and also what Tony Khan had to say in his media call yesterday. We have very sad news. In fact, we'll start with this right now, actually. Katsumi Sasazaki, a former pro wrestling referee, is believed to have been found dead after a tragic incident in Japan. 60-year-old went missing on Thursday while working at Kitakami Hot Spring Inn. He was cleaning an outdoor bath when an apparent bear attack happened. Police found bloodstains, animal fur at the scene, as well as items belonging to Sasazaki, like scattered cleaning tools, his glasses, and slippers. Search party later found the body. They shot and killed the bear responsible for the attack. So, horrible story. There was this one, and then there was the other guy that got ran over by the tour bus. I mean, just a terrible year of freak deaths in Japan. But all the best to the friends and family of Katsumi Sasazaki. Just a terrible story. So we'll talk about all of the rest of the news when we come back from the break. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com, F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So as noted, Landstorm will join us after the break, talk all of the news. We'll take your feedback as well. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Let's go! You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. I should note that somebody in the YouTube chat mentioned that apparently bear attacks have been on the rise in Japan. There have been a lot of news reports lately in Japan of bear attacks, so definitely not good there. But I want to also mention this, because we talked about it yesterday. Remember how you mentioned that you signed your 2019 deal and it had the 1 year no compete if you ended up getting yourself fired?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we were talking about this yesterday. And that's what's going on with Andrade. And, man, have I seen a lot of feedback to this. And the same thing we talked about yesterday. You know, there's the side that they just hate WWE so much and think this is so unfair to Andrade, and it's just a terrible thing to do. And as we talked about yesterday, this is specifically for people who get themselves fired. Not, you know, you're working for the company, they can't think of any ideas for you, their new AI program, whatever, and so they fire you. Well, you either have a 90-day no-compete, in which case you're being paid, or you can just leave. This is specifically for people that commit a fireable offense, maybe because they don't want to stay, they want to leave. I mean, the way a contract is structured, I mean, you're agreeing to be there for 3 years or whatever. And if you don't have this clause, then what happens is, well, there's only one way out if you're disgruntled. You do something really stupid and you get fired, which you don't want to just allow people to do something stupid if they want another contract. So that's why the clause exists, not because WWE is full of terrible people. I did confirm that this clause is not in the AEW contracts. And, you know, people that love AEW have used that as a reason why they're so great and WWE so horrible. But if you love AEW, you know there have been a lot of problems because they don't have this clause. You know, there have been people that have tried to get themselves fired because, you know, they think if they get themselves fired, they can just leave. There's been some bad stuff, and there's been some embarrassing stuff, too. I mean, the whole CM Punk situation with Jack Perry when, you know, he attacked Jack Perry, and they ended up firing him. And then he went right to WWE and debuted at Survivor Series and, like, there were a lot of people in AEW that were so upset with how that went down because they were like, this guy did so much damage and then he got himself fired and then was immediately rewarded. And that's what this clause is designed to prevent. Now, with all that said, I mentioned yesterday that I don't think this will hold up in court. And I stand by that because, what's his name here? William Beltran, who is a he's a journalist. I think he works with Boxy Lucha magazine. He noted, and this is actually pretty interesting, that this has happened before. For those of you that remember, there was a situation, I think it was in 2014, where Alberto Del Rio was working for WWE, and one of the writers, Cody Barbieri, I believe was his name, he made some comment, and I don't even know, I don't remember what the comment is, but whatever it was, Andrade took it as a racist comment, and he slapped the guy. He went after him.
In catering, I believe.
Yes, and so they fired Andrade for attacking this guy, and the clause was in the contract in 2014. Because they fired him, and then they said, you can't work anyway for a year. That's a contract. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. And so he fought it. And for those of you that recall, they ended up coming to an agreement where he worked for, I believe, AAA the next month. And when the heat died down, so to speak, as it was termed, they brought him back to WWE. So there has been one instance where somebody fought this, and they did come to an agreement. And so my guess is that, yes, Alberto, Alberto Del Rio. So my guess is that probably this will be fought by Andrade, and my guess is you will see him in AEW probably sooner rather than later. But we shall see. That's the update.
Yes, it depends on how hard they fight. I could see them allowing him to work in other countries. I don't know if they will cave. They might fight longer for a complete outright release.
And I should note as well that with the Alberto situation, I mean, yes, he fought it, but the agreement they came to involved him returning to WWE. And I don't think that Andrade wants to return to WWE. And even after they came to the agreement, the clause was still in those contracts for another 11 years now. Probably was in there even earlier. So, you know, the idea that it's I don't know the legality of it. We'll find out if they take it to court. But that was one situation we know of, and it involved a return to WWE. So,
but yeah, if something like that can't be enforced, though, someone in demand, like a top guy, it leaves the company in a really bad spot because they can't even make them follow creative. Because if, again, if I know I can work in both places and they say, why don't you do a job? I'm like, no. It's like, there's nothing they can do other than pay me to sit home or put me over. Because they can't fire me because I'll leave and go somewhere else and make money.
And that's what they did with Rusev. Like, they just iced him for like a year and a half and paid him a ridiculous amount of money to do nothing because they knew if they fired him, he would just go to WWE, which is what he wanted. So there you go.
So if they had the clause, they might have had more leverage to make him do what they wanted.
And they would have more leverage. If you know that if you get fired, you can't just walk to the other company, well, you might be more willing to play ball. Or he maybe just likes sitting at home and doing absolutely nothing for a year and a half. There's always that as
probably
well.
Probably prefers getting paid for it, though, not...
Yeah. All right. The final match of John Cena's career could potentially have a title on the line. Dave Meltzer reports there have been discussions about Cena possibly winning the Intercontinental title and defending it in his final match. As of now, the plans are for Cena to challenge Dominic Mysterio for the Intercontinental title at Survivor Series November 29th. Gunther is planned to be Cena's last opponent December 13th. I hate this idea.
Me too.
I think that, listen, okay, Gunther's been a multi-time world champion, okay? Like, everybody loves Dominic, but he is still at this level compared to, like, Gunther's at a higher level. So if John Cena is going to put one of them over, like, he should put Dominic over in the Intercontinental title match. Dominic needs it more. And it doesn't hurt Gunther one bit if he does a job for John Cena in John Cena's final match to send everybody home happy. So I think doing it the other way around, he beats Dom and then loses the Intercontinental title to Gunther. I do not like that idea at all.
Well, I don't like it because we've already done the angle with Cena as a heel of I'm going to win a championship and leave and destroy the lineage of it. If it's his last match in a title defense, he's kind of as a babyface saying he's going to do the same thing. We've done this angle.
We have done this angle. And in fact, you know, he made it abundantly clear in another tweet that there is zero chance that he is ever going to wrestle again after December 13th. He said that he basically told everybody he was going to do one last year. He was going to fulfill all of his wrestling dates. And he is a man of his word. And that is his final match ever. So December 13th is the date. And I need to see the numbers for that show. I need to go up and look at them. Because they had 50,000 people in the queue. Yet there were still tickets available.
Well, people, those 50,000 realized how expensive they were.
That's exactly what it was. These tickets are super expensive. And it seems like a lot of people got in the queue, and they were like, wait a second, they're what? And then they got out of the queue. It's going to sell out and do a monster gate. But, you know, there are a lot of people. They priced people out for John Cena's retirement. We can actually confirm that.
A lot of them kids that love John Cena won't be able to afford to go see it.
Yep. All right, we're going to head to a break here in just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about AI.
Oh, geez.
Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This guy goes, there's no better person to talk about a computer writing wrestling than Lance. What was your idea for the Stu Hart Bridge, by the way?
Yes, they named a bridge after Stu Hart, and I joked it should be named the Stu Hart Intercity Thoroughfare Bridge.
Mm.
Yeah, reminiscent of the hardcore title renaming I did in WCW.
Yeah.
Because for those who don't know, the original intent was it to be the Stu Hart International title instead of the Saskatchewan Hardcore International title, but they couldn't get permission from the family in time. And thankfully they didn't, because I'm quite sure they wouldn't have mentioned the acronym part.
You know, I think if the bridge is long enough, they should call it the Stu Hart Stretch.
That's not bad.
Yeah. In a sign of technological times, WWE recently made a new hire that will lead the company's transition into using AI for both storytelling, creative, and video and graphics. This week's Observer Newsletter, Dave reported that Cyrus Kousari was brought on.
Cyrus the Virus is doing AI?
As WWE Senior Director of Creative Strategy. He says that Triple H introduced him to the creative staff as someone that would, quote, lead WWE's transition into AI-based storytelling and integrate AI into creative services like video and graphics. All right.
Have they been doing this already? Because I've thought a lot of the poster graphics that you see online, that the guy's photos look like AI.
Well, Meltzer says, WWE has already experimented with AI via Writer Inc., an AI-based platform, but, he says, with less than desirable early results. It said the platform pitched a storyline where Bobby Lashley, who I guess AI thought was still with the company, could come back as a wrestler who was obsessed with Japanese culture and history. That's what it came up with? Huh. The feeling is once bugs are worked out, AI will begin to have major impact on storyline direction. Adding another unnamed promotion also tried out AI for the creative side, but found whatever they were using couldn't understand wrestling storylines. Yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know about this.
If they wanted to use it as a safeguard of logic, where you instruct AI to not allow more than so many run-ins, turns, and so forth over a year, and it tracked all of these as sort of a fact-checker, continuity-based thing that would set off alarms when you do stuff repeatedly, that would be okay?
I think there is 100% a role for AI in putting together wrestling shows, but I'm not sure it's the actual creative. Do you remember that time where we had AI write the SmackDown report for Tom and I?
Yes, it was really bad.
Absolutely beyond hideous. I mean, absolutely atrocious. So, well, I don't know.
Well, for the most part, isn't AI basically, it gathers all, like mostly what it's used for, it gathers all the existing knowledge on the internet and sums that up.
Yes.
It's like,
there's
so it's going to study the history of wrestling. And
I hope not.
And repeat stuff? I mean, like, that's not good. Creativity is coming up with fresh and new ideas, not recycling old ideas in an artificial intelligence algorithm.
I think that AI could be used for maybe like an outline of a show or an outline of a promo. But you got to add humanity to it is the key. So, I don't know. I've been watching NXT of late, and it seems like it's written by AI. I mean, it's I don't know what's going on that show. God, I'm not sure that AI isn't fully responsible for everything involving Ava. So we got a dozen new shows that WWE has announced. So they are doing 10 house shows on the WWE's annual holiday tour.
Nice.
That's very good news. We need more house shows. And they've got a full list of events, 17 new events, 3 Raw, 4 SmackDown, 10 house shows. And it was also announced that Hank and Tank are going to be heading to Japan for a tour of Pro Wrestling Noah, which I think is a fantastic idea.
Yep.
WWE and Noah have been working together. Charlie Dempsey, Harlem Lewis, Tavion Heights, Josh Briggs have all gone there. Yoshiki Inamura went from Noah to NXT. I think this is, like, to me, this is the kind of thing that makes you a worker. It's not just the matches, but it's like, you're going on a tour. You're getting on a plane. You're going to an unfamiliar place. You're wrestling many matches with many different people. You don't have any of the NXT agents there telling you what to do. I mean,
you don't have a stopwatch and TV time to worry about.
Exactly, yep. And we've seen, I mean, even like Trick Williams is infinitely better than he was. Once he started going to TNA, and not even like that many shows.
I wonder who he worked with in TNA.
Is that right? But, I mean, that he improved dramatically when he did that. And Anna Jay in AEW had like one short tour of stardom. She came back better.
Different environments are a tremendous learning environment.
Yes.
I hope they look at their NXT roster and who might get called up before WrestleMania next year and put those people on those 10 house shows.
Yeah. I hope they take more people and send them to AAA, you know, go down there and do some shows there. This is what is needed to, like, I wish they would send Kalani to some promotion to work with some of the women there. I mean, she's done a little bit for TNA, but, you know, she needs to be out of this system for a little while because she still does have a ton of potential, but right now, I don't know what they're doing. So that's exciting. I like to hear about house shows. Then we've got NXT, 690,000 viewers, up 10%. Mm-hmm. And it did a 0.12 in 18 to 49, which is still not great. But there was a Dancing with the Stars, MLB's National League Championship Series, which did 5.04 million and 1.16. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about this big data plus panel and how it's killed wrestling. And it hasn't only killed wrestling, but it's affected wrestling far more than most. And I think they are working to try to figure this out. So I think as the year goes on, we're going to start getting numbers closer to what they were before. I mean, the big thing that seems very obvious is 18 to 34 is underrepresented. And this is not just coming from the wrestling side. This is from everybody looking at Big Data Plus panel. 18 to 34 is underrepresented, and there's a lot of 18 to 34-year-olds that watch pro wrestling. And I think the other thing that needs to change is I think that wrestling is not being classified as a sport. And even though it's not a sport, I think because of the length of the shows, I think it, and especially because they're doing so much picture-in-picture, I think that it needs to be classified as a sport. Because the way they do sports is different from the way they do normal programming, by my understanding. If you're watching a normal show, like a normal television show, you know, most shows are a half hour, some of them are an hour, whatever. And, you know, a lot of these smart TVs, I mean, they don't know what you're watching. They don't even know if you're watching it. They don't even know if you left the TV on and left the room. The cable box is always on, whether the TV is on or not. And so the way it's set up is they track via the clicker. Did you turn it up? Did you turn it down? Did you change the channel? Did you do whatever? So if you do that over the course of whatever the time limit is, like an hour, 45 minutes, if you do that, they presume, all right, they're awake and watching, okay? Well, you know, one of the things which I personally hate, but like wrestling does it, is they do the picture-in-picture. Because the idea is they don't want you changing the channel. They want you to just sit there and watch the show straight through for 2 hours. And I think what's happening is some of these people actually just sit on their couch and they watch the show straight through for 2 hours. And after hour and a half or whatever, the TV decides, well, this person's asleep. And then it's sent, the data is sent that they're no longer watching the show, even though they are. So actually, picture in picture in wrestling, if it's not classified as a sport, might actually be hurting the number, because now these smart TVs are determining you're not even watching the show. You fell asleep, you left the room, whatever. So if they classify it as sport, sport doesn't have that time limit. So I think there's a lot of changes that are still being worked on, but it was good that this was a better number.
My cable box actually comes up with a prompt after about an hour and asks if I'm still watching.
Yeah.
And I have to click OK.
Yep.
When you say about picture in picture, I think if picture in picture wasn't there, I don't think people channel surf like they used to. I suspect they just pick up their phone for the 4 minutes of commercials and put it down. But either way, yeah, they're sitting there watching for two and a half hours without adjusting their set.
I mean, when the kids watch movies, I don't even have a clicker. I use my phone. I use my phone to turn it on and start it, and then I leave. And it just runs all the way through. So, you know, if Apple TV or whatever is, or my whatever my TV is, I don't even know. I mean, it's presuming they fell asleep an hour and a half in.
Which they may have.
No, they did not. You think my kids nap? Think again. Back in a moment with more. Send your text messages. I don't think we'll do phone calls today, but we'll answer a bunch of text messages. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Whatever you want to talk about, me and Lance are ready. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. If you want to text us, we're going to open up that text message bin. It's an actual bin. 425-780-7566 is the phone number. 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com as well. I want to quickly mention that there was a Tony Khan media call, and he said absolutely nothing about Andrade, which should not be a surprise because it probably is a legal situation. Talked about Nielsen. He said overall they're having a really good year, some of the best results of anybody. He's part of different sports leagues and is aware of the differences and trying to learn from them. They need to adapt to the changing environment, but they are still trying to figure everything out. Yep, everyone is. He was asked about whether it'll be two blood and guts matches. He thinks they are heading towards both the men and the women doing it. He didn't directly say Greensboro, North Carolina in November will host two such matches, but he certainly seemed to hint at it. Yeah, this was, I was thinking about this yesterday. So, they announced, they actually shot an angle for the women's blood and guts match. They issued the challenge, the whole shebang, and never talked about it again. It's like, this was weeks ago. Like, I don't understand why they announced it when they didn't have, like, a date, a match, or whatever. And it's the exact same thing with the women's tag titles. It's like 3 weeks ago, they had the huge announcement. We will have women's tag team titles, and then whoosh, nothing. No brackets, no announcement when it's going to start, no announcement when it's going to end. It's just bizarre. I don't know why he did that. Kota Ibushi and Swerve. Khan said Ibushi's injury was devastating for many reasons. Looking forward to having him back. Strickland hopes he'll be back, quote, relatively soon. So there's that. Future AEW training developmental facility. He said he's interested, but was surprised at the Fightful report about Asheville, North Carolina, saying there was some truth, but it was only part of the story. He said he'd be interested if FTR, Adam Copeland, and Christian Cage could make amends. Confirmed that we're talking about such a place, but those issues need to be figured out. So, also mentioned the wife of Lou Thez, expected to be at WrestleDream, as he wants to honor the spirit of wrestling in St. Louis. He said he would honor Antonio Inoki, but did not specify how. Maybe he'll wear that scarf. That's what I think he's going to do. Also at R-Truth, he did an interview with CBS Sports that was actually really interesting because, you know, sometimes they do things and then they change things and people get really mad or they say WWE is incompetent or whatever. So remember when he came back as Ron Killings and then next thing you know, he's just R-Truth being goofy again? Well, he actually explained it. He said Ron Killings created R-Truth, and Ron Killings had been around for years, but the people had never come together in lockstep like that, but they did for R-Truth. I wanted Ron Killings to go where he was supposed to go. He made a statement. When John Cena came back, R-Truth came back. Ron Killings was the cavalry. I think Ron Killings was a selfish type deal, more of a selfish move. I had more than 100 million views that wanted R-Truth. If numbers are real, that was the power of the numbers. So basically, what he's saying is, you know, when he came back, he wanted to be Ron Killings. And he was Ron Killings for a little while. But then he realized from all the feedback, which was really what everybody else said. It's like fans weren't mad that Ron Killings was released. They were mad that R-Truth was gone. They liked the R-Truth character. And essentially, he figured that out. And so he is back to being R-Truth again. So it's the power of the people made that change.
People enjoyed the fun entertainment aspect of R-Truth.
Yeah, this guy goes, good for him on recognizing what the people wanted and how not what he wants is important. All right. Finally, wanted to mention this. Bryce Donovan is no longer part of WWE ID or Evolve. And I bring it up because there have been a lot of ID cuts lately to the point where people were thinking the ID program is done. And I've been told the ID program is not done. And you're going to see a new batch of recruits coming up here very soon.
Are there anyone from the original batch that are sticking with the program?
I'm not sure, actually.
There was a lot of that weren't renewed, and then apparently a couple of cuts. So.
I think there are probably a few that are still there. All right, let's talk about it. Right?
Sure.
All right, what have we got? Where is it here?
Where's the bin?
Yeah, I lost the bin. There we go. There's the bin. All righty. This person says, hopefully I finally get to ask this question for Lance. There's a great YouTube channel called Wrestling Bios. He recently started doing a series where he reads autobiographies of people in wrestling. The latest video was on Vince Russo, and there was a story I had never heard before. Apparently, Disco Inferno came up with a Martian invasion angle where a group was going to take over WCW, and they were going to be, and you, Lance, were going to be revealed as the leader of the aliens.
At the 2001 Space Odyssey pay-per-view.
Or so we think, because apparently it was going to be a swerve, and it was actually Mike Tenay who was the real alien leader. Is there any truth to that as far as you know?
I believe the truth end of it is that Disco would often, in creative meetings, when they hit a writer's block, if you will, throw out absurd ideas just to stimulate conversation. And one of them was that Team Canada would be aliens, and at the first pay-per-view in 2001, which they would call 2001 A Space Odyssey, it would be revealed we were aliens. I don't know if it was actually a serious pitch or just an absurd one trying to stir up conversation and the creative juices of the creative team.
Huh. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a legit idea.
I wouldn't either. It's Disco.
All right, we've got this person here says, would you say MJF versus Punk would be one of the better storylines AEW has had? That was a good one. They've had a lot of good storylines. I don't know if I could pick one that was... you know what was a great storyline? Was when Moxley created the Death Riders and he won the title and he put it in a briefcase. People hated that. And that was the whole point. Like, every pay-per-view, I heard it every pay-per-view. Here's the thing. It was like, when he did it, it seemed so simple to me, which was, I'm going to be a bad person, and I'm going to prevent the people from seeing what they want to see. I don't know how this guy came up with the idea of, I'm going to hide the belt, and you're never going to see it. I mean... I would never have thought of that because in my brain, it's like, who cares? He's the champion. Why do you need to see the belt? My God, these fans got furious. They wanted to see that belt. They were so mad that stupid belt was in a briefcase. And like, it seems so obvious to me. We're going to build up to the big show of the year and then someone's going to beat Mox. I didn't know who it was going to be, but like, it seems so, but every month people were like, oh, he's going to lose for sure this month. For sure they're going to end this thing. They were like, they're just salivating for this guy to lose. And then he won, and then he won, and people got so mad. I hate the angle. I hate the storyline, blah, blah, blah. Guys, look at AEW business from when that storyline started all the way through All In. It didn't go down. If anything, they started gradually going up again. I mean, that's one of the best storylines they've ever had. And it worked because, like, people hated it, but not enough to actually turn off the show. People would always threaten that. I'm not going to watch. I'm going to turn off this show. If he wins, but they didn't. More people were watching. So that was a good one. That's an underrated great storyline.
And that's the line. How close and how furious can you get them before crossing that line where they leave?
Yes.
And then obviously Hangman won and got the belt back.
This person here says, this may be a super specific question, but when someone says that a wrestler is a good worker, does that mean they're a good seller, good at executing moves, all of the above? I always thought the term worker was related to selling and jobbing in a literal sense, because it's essentially your job to sell stuff like somebody would do in a regular job. I think you overthought that one. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, where again, now granted, he's both, but if you looked at Kurt Angle with his technical wrestling, he's like an amazing wrestler. He's also a good worker. And then there can be those who don't technically do a whole lot of actual wrestling that can be great workers. To me, a great worker is someone who is easy to work with, versatile and can work with many people, engages the crowd in all of his matches, and doesn't hurt anybody.
I would agree with all of that. A worker encompasses everything. Encompasses? Not encompasses?
No.
Sometimes I make up my own words, Lance. It's my life. But anyway.
Show, brother.
I think a good worker is, I don't know. You said it best. Like, he doesn't have terrible matches.
I think, people. Too, from a line, too, in that, if you use a 1 to 10 scale, I hate it, but it works best for the analogy. If you get a bigger reaction, like say you can manage to get a 9 or an 8 reaction with the effort of 6, then you are a tremendous worker. But if you're getting an 8 reaction with the effort of 10, you're not necessarily a good worker because you're working harder than the reactions and so forth that you're generating. Like in ECW, I found like Raven, he was not in his best condition, but you could have a really good match with him with no effort whatsoever because he's such a good worker. Where some of the other people in ECW, you could have a better match with, but you'd have to work 3 times as hard.
Yeah, my number one sign of a good worker is, not my number one, but I always notice it was Sami Zayn, guys like that. It's like
phenomenal.
I mean, he always gets good heat, but like sometimes he will do a match and, you know, it's just a normal WWE reaction at the beginning. But then by the end, the place is going freaking wild. And that to me is a sign like you worked well, you built it up well, you peaked at the end, you know.
And I think, too, if you're the guy that everyone else has their best matches with.
Well, for sure.
Jerry Lynn was like that in ECW. It's like, Justin's best matches were with Jerry Lynn. My best matches were with Jerry Lynn. Rob's best matches were with Jerry Lynn. It's like, hey, maybe this Jerry Lynn guy's a great worker.
All right. What is this guy ranting about? I'll get back to you, buddy. Somebody's really mad at me about something, and they wrote a long tome.
Oh, that never happens.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got right
here. Is it Dave?
So the Andrade situation, is it AEW's responsibility to have looked at his contract, or is it WWE for not providing the information? That is a great question that I do not have an answer for.
I would think it was Andrade's position to know what his contract states, and I would imagine Andrade told Tony that he was free and clear, and Tony accepted that and negotiated with him. Like, I don't think WWE has to send a letter to every company notifying them that there's a no-compete involved. And I don't think Tony Khan has to reach out to every place that Andrade's ever worked to find out if he's still bound under contract. I would think that falls on the individual.
Boy, this guy's mad. I'll talk about this when I have the break. Observer Live. We'll be right back.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This guy is very angry. Wrote a long tome. I don't think he's actually a subscriber, because he can't be writing this, but he says, "You do get that you and Dave saying the new way Nielsen counts is wrong makes you look like a couple of nut bars, right? If you'd spent half the energy giving honest critiques of AEW instead of constantly propping them up, maybe TK would have worried about more than just the sickos, and they wouldn't be in the ratings position they're in right now." Whoa, brother! First off, the way this new big panel plus data, or big data plus panel, it is weird. And it's not just wrestling it's affecting. And it's
certainly not just AEW.
And it's not just AEW. You realize SmackDown, since they started this, is down 30%? They're about to drop below a million on the USA Network. This is not an AEW issue. Number two, honest critiques of AEW. If anything, I get people mad at me all the time that I'm too hard on them. Why don't you listen to last night's Brian and Vinny show? I'm the most honest guy out when it comes to critiques of AEW. And also, if you think that Tony Khan, okay, yes, maybe he listens or something or whatever. You think he's changing anything because I said so? You think he's changing anything because Dave said so? All I've heard for years is, this guy's going to do whatever he wants to do. Like, there will be, forget me and Dave, talk about like some of the biggest names in wrestling, some of the biggest stars in wrestling history. They'll go to the room with this guy, and they'll argue with him for like 2 hours about something. And you know what he does after the 2 hours? He does what he wants anyway. So listen, sign up at WrestlingObserver.com, actually listen to some shows, and then you're welcome to text again. But don't just listen to stupid stuff that people say on the internet. Because you know what happens when you listen to stupid stuff that people say on the internet? You become someone saying stupid stuff on the internet. Don't be like that. Be a smart wrestling fan. WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.